We are Future Radio.
I'm delighted to be joined down the line by Matthew Howard, who is the Head of Insolvency and Recovery at Price Bailey Accountants. Matthew, good afternoon to you. You are Head of Insolvency and Recovery, which is interesting. So I'm assuming insolvency is when a business is going bust and then recovery is when it's doing okay. Is that right? How would you explain that?
I think the recovery angle is more a case of when we're trying to do our best to turn a business around and save it from a formal insolvency procedure such as liquidation or administration. So we would always look at a business and try and do something positive with it, or if there was unfortunately no alternative, than to give it a respectful burial through a formal insolvency procedure.
Right, I've got you. And is it? I mean, I know people talk about, oh, I'm, you know, liquidating this company, or I'm going to go insolvent or something. I mean, is the process of liquidation, you know, quite long and painful, or is it fairly straightforward?
It depends, to be honest. It will depend on the complexity of the case. I mean, our job is to guide the directors through the process and make it as painless as possible. But obviously, it's a very difficult time for someone that has been running a business and has possibly put many, many years of blood, sweat and tears into it. So it's an emotional roller coaster as well as a legal and a practical commercial one. Depending on the case, really, it just depends on how many people are involved, how many creditors are involved and what sort of business it is.
Yeah, so I guess it's, as you say, it could be a bit of a movable feast. And one of the things I wanted to ask was, occasionally I've heard people say, oh, I run a limited company, if it doesn't work, I can liquidate it, and there's no comeback to me as a director. Is that the case? Can you just liquidate a company and walk away from it, or do sort of debts and things follow you?
The debts don't follow you as an individual. A director is an officer of a company, and the company is a legal entity in its own right. So when the company is liquidated, those debts do effectively form part of the liquidation, the creditor's claim in the liquidation, and the debt sits with the liquidator, who will do his best or her best to make as much money as possible from the assets and try and get some money back to those creditors. But if the directors have personally guaranteed some of those creditors, then there is personal recompense against them as individuals that might or will affect their own, you know, personal situation, house, so on and so forth. And also, if there's any wrongdoing established down the track, the directors as individuals can have direct disqualification action brought against them personally, and also there can be financial recompense with legal claims being brought for them if they've done things that are deemed inappropriate in the run up to the failure of their company.
Right. Okay. So that means that directors, in essence, are then under a sort of duty of care to act reasonably and make sure that they're following due process.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we always say that, you know, seeking advice at the earliest possible stage is the best protection that a director can have, really, to make sure that they're not, with the best of intentions, laying themselves open to problems later on.
So it's a very thoughtful space, isn't it? Because as you say quite rightly, for some people, they've been running their business for many years and have worked jolly hard at it. So there's going to be a lot of emotion swirling around. How do you deal with that with your clients?
It's difficult. I think, you know, we always have to be as empathetic as possible and understand people's situation. And it will often depend on what stage of the rescue or insolvency process we become involved. Often in an administration situation, the administrators themselves will trade the business. So we become appointed. We take on responsibility for running the business, and then we work with the employees and, you know, continue to trade with the customers whilst we're potentially looking for example, a buyer for the business. And so in those situations, you know, we ourselves are doing the 12, 14-hour days on site. We are building up a relationship with the staff. We get to know about their families and their mortgages and their real-life stuff. And when those sort of situations, if those situations play out positively and we're able to achieve a going concern sale of the business and everybody's celebrating, then it's, you know, fantastically rewarding and it's a lovely part of our work. But there are situations when we are forced to make people redundant and, you know, tell people not to come back in the morning and things like that, and people get very, very upset, obviously, and it's all incredibly real.
Yes, it's a very serious job you're doing, and as you say, it's incredibly real. And you've got emotions, you've got finances, you've got people's, you know, careers and futures and things. So it's a very difficult space to be in, and an interesting job too, I should think. So Matthew, I'm assuming that you do deal with businesses who come to you and say, "Look, we're not sure quite what to do. Can you help us to turn it round?"
Those are best referrals. They are the ones when, if we can make a positive difference, it makes the job much more rewarding than making people redundant and spending the last few pounds on padlocks and closing the business down. So we'll always encourage people to come and see us and get advice as early as possible. And particularly in the current climate, when I'm sort of likening the events to all businesses really having suffered sort of a major earthquake on their foundations, and now is the time to have a good look at those foundations, see if those foundations remain fit for purpose for now, and also to make sure that they're fit for purpose for the future, which will often be a crystal ball situation, particularly in these tough unprecedented. But if the right foundations are in place in a business, however complicated the business is, if basic cash flow forecasts and other simple accountancy measures are in place in the first place and then built on, those, as long as those foundations are strong, then a business ought to be able to predict within reason where it's likely to be. We know from our many decades of experience that the earlier businesses seek advice, the more chance there is of doing something positive with them. So the biggest thing that I always say is have conversations as early as possible. There's absolutely nothing to lose.
And what might be a trigger for that kind of a conversation? Because I'm sure businesses are looking at their cash and thinking, well, perhaps it's not too good, maybe it will be okay, I don't know. Is there a sort of threshold, if you meet it, you tend to say, okay, if you haven't got enough cash to, I'll make this up, if you haven't got enough cash to last you for 3 months, give us a ring, or 6 months or a year? What would be a trigger for someone to come into contact with you?
I think just a realisation that you haven't got enough cash, not necessarily over, but just generally. If people, many people in business just kind of go to work because it's a habit and will manage the business finances historically, perhaps from bank statements or from things bouncing or getting a phone call from creditors and suppliers saying, you haven't paid me, and he shouts loudest gets dealt with first. Those that can look ahead and plan and see that there's a problem in a month or 3 months or a year or whatever are the ones that are best placed to do something about it and, you know, potentially refinance or adjust the business model or adapt it in a certain way. So really it is just a case of assessing those foundations and then looking ahead from those foundations with obviously a number of assumptions need to be made, but just forecasting a bit and seeing if there are pinch points and problems that are cropping up, then that's generally a great trigger just to have a conversation about, you know, is there any possibility of doing anything slightly differently?
Do you think one of the dangers is people could budget a bit optimistically, and even if you're looking at a cash flow forecast going forwards, they're starting to say things like, well, I think we're going to, you know, pick up a bit in December and January and February, so we'll be okay now? Or would you say, or, you know, do you think it's better to forecast a bit more pessimistically and perhaps give someone like yourself a call?
You can always have a couple of forecasts, and a lot of businesses will. They'll go to kind of best case and worst case scenario, and maybe even draw a third forecast as an average in the middle. But I think if people are expecting, for example, to win a major contract in 3 months' time, but it is it's a calculated expectation, but it's just an expectation. Then look at how that would affect your finances, but also look at how not winning that contract will affect the finances. It's an old adage and a bit corny, but cash is king, more so than ever at the moment. And so if you have those cash flow forecasts in place, then you can see what money is due in, you can see what your commitments ought to be in terms of paying people out, and you can assess at any given time whether you've got enough cash to meet those obligations or not. And if you haven't, then that is the time that you need to realise that you might need some help. And just having an external set of eyes looking over something is often really valuable. We're very good at being busy, but we're not necessarily busy at making money. And we all get caught up in the intricacies of our own businesses, which are often very, very complicated and specialist and all the rest of it. But you need people around you just to look at those basics and make sure that the actual cash is coming in.
Yeah, so that sounds like really interesting things for people to think about. So what I'm taking away from that is, you know, if you're doing cash flow forecasts, maybe do a best case, maybe do a worst case, and see, you know, what the range is of your likely options and things like that, because that generates some thinking. And if you're not sure, always good to get in touch with somebody. So Matthew, thank you very much. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way of doing it? Can they find you via the Price Bailey website if they were to go there and say, hey, I want to speak to Matthew?
Yeah, they can. It's Matt Howard. If they look me up on Price Bailey, they'll see my role in insolvency, and they'll also see that I'm involved in Escalate dispute resolution and debt recovery as well, which is also something that might be useful for people to bear in mind. And that is for those businesses that need some assistance in recovering money that they're owed by their customers.
Okay, so that's good to know. So, several strings to your bow there, Matt. Thank you. And so if you'd like to get hold of Matt, the website is all the W's dot Price Bailey, BAILEY, of course, pricebailey.co.uk. Have a look for Matt Howard on there and get in touch with him. Thank you, Matt.
We are Future Radio.